Well, to the NATO talks in the Turkish capital of Ankara now. And overnight, US President Donald Trump has offered to give Ukraine a license to produce Patriot interceptor missiles in the hope of breaking the deadlock in the war against Russia. Mr. Trump said he hadn't informed defence manufacturers Lockheed Martin and Raytheon of the decision, but he believed Ukraine could produce the systems, quote, very quickly. The Patriots are regarded as one of the world's best air defence systems and could help to counter Moscow's increasing ballistic missile strikes, causing dozens of deaths in Kyiv alone over the past week. Douglas Lute is a former US ambassador to NATO and joins me now. Douglas, welcome back to Breakfast.
It's good to be with you.
Is this a game changer, this announcement?
Not yet. As you say, the Patriot is, I think, the world's best defense against ballistic missiles. And of course, the ballistic missile is one of the categories that Russia is using to attack civilian infrastructure in Ukraine. And recently, none of the incoming Russian ballistic missiles has been downed. That suggests that Ukraine is essentially out of Patriot air defense system. So this will eventually make a difference, but the immediate challenge persists.
So is Ukraine in a position to produce these Patriots quickly? What do we know about its defense industrial capabilities right now?
Well, it's an amazing defense industrial base, but it's not tailored for this system, which is a highly sophisticated system. You know, in the American industrial base, a single missile takes about 2 years from the start of the manufacturing process to the end. And, you know, the factory today doesn't exist in Ukraine. The workforce is not in place. And, of course, any production in Ukraine will face some of the same supply chain challenges that American manufacturers face. So this is good news, but it's good news only down the road.
Why is the president making this announcement today? Because previously we've seen him get very angry publicly with Volodymyr Zelensky. He hasn't exactly been supportive all the way through. Why is he doing this now, do you think?
Well, it's very hard to predict or to diagnose why President Trump's doing anything in particular. But my guess is he senses what many experts have been following now for some months, and that is a change in momentum in the war in Ukraine. And the initiative, the momentum has shifted in Ukraine's favor. So it may well be that President Trump sees that Ukraine actually does, as he would say, have cards that they can play against Russia. So it may be he recognizes this shift in momentum.
So is that Donald Trump backing Ukraine because he sees it more as a winner, or is it a recognition that Russia is able to reach further into Ukrainian territory with its missiles at the moment unchallenged?
I think it's probably a combination of wanting to align with a winner. That makes sense politically. But also I think the president is sensitive to the fact that these ballistic missiles are now hitting Ukrainian civilian targets with no defense. And he's been watching over the last several weeks in particular that these inbound Russian missiles are essentially striking with impunity. So I think he's sensitive to that as well.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. You're hearing from Douglas Lute, former US ambassador to NATO. Douglas, we have this NATO summit, which has been underway in Ankara in Turkey. How do you see the relationship between the United States and other NATO members at the moment? Because it's been very troubled.
Well, it's a bit of a two-part story. On the one hand, the summit was concluded. The 32 leaders, to include the United States, signed on to a joint statement, which said everything that NATO would want it to say. It spoke to NATO cohesion, all for one. It mentioned Article 5, the collective defense commitment in the NATO treaty. It continued to called for continued support to Ukraine. It called Russia a long-term threat. So this is all good news in the joint statement. But on the other hand, Donald Trump came to Ankara armed with some complaints In particular, he wants to see faster progress in terms of increasing European defense spending, although there's been considerable progress even over the last year. He had some particular complaints with regard to individual NATO allies, member states, who were not as supportive as he wanted with regard to lending support to the U.S. war with Iran. So he had that complaint as well. So it looming in the background and resurrected briefly at the Ankara summit was Trump's ambition to still, as he says, control Greenland, which is, of course, sovereign territory of another NATO ally, Denmark. So there are there are a number of things on his complaints list.
Douglas Lee, it's always so interesting to get your analysis. Such a fast changing picture, even at the moment. Thank you very much for joining me.
Okay, thanks for having me.